The Grey Friar by Clay and Sue Griffith. This production is brought to you by Buzzy Multimedia Audiobooks and is read to you by James Marsters.
The Grey Friar, Chapter 1.
Your Highness would be safer below. It's getting dark. Vampires are very unpredictable.
Thank you, Colonel. I believe I'll stay on deck a bit yet. It's quite warm. That should keep the beasties quiet, yes?
Princess Adela noticed a slight smile on the dark, chiseled face of Colonel Mehmet Anhalt, who stood close to her, as was his habit. Under her gaze, the short but powerfully built Gurkha officer covered his bemusement by clearing his throat and offering his brass telescope.
In that case, Your Highness, would you care to have a look?
Yes, I should. Thank you, Colonel Anhalt.
Adela crossed the quarterdeck of HMS Ptolemy and leapt with girlish pleasure down three steps to the ship's waist. A crowd of red jackets from her household guard parted to make a path to the port rail. A stiff breeze rolled the heavy skirt around her calves and whipped the ends of the scarf that struggled to restrain her long auburn curls. Adela snapped open the telescope and steadied her booted feet expertly against the airship's sway. The distant clouds were turning brilliant orange and bruised purple in the darkening eastern sky.
5 miles off the port beam, Adela spotted two figures floating silhouetted in midair.
Vampires. The young princess felt a delicious thrill spread through her. Vampire cadavers were displayed occasionally in the streets of her home, Alexandria, and she had even viewed the purported preserved head of the chief clan of Vienna, but she had seen only a few living specimens in her days. These two lay spread eagle on the air.